Any local driver can confirm that roads and highways in Sonoma County and around the Greater Bay Area are rough and getting bumpier. But did you know our roads are rated among the worst in the country? A nationwide survey published this week by TRIP, a Washington, D.C. transportation research and advocacy nonprofit, ranked the best and worst U.S. urban areas for rough rides on the roads. And four of the top five cities are in California, with three of those four, San Jose, Concord, and San Francisco, Oakland, in the Bay Area. Frank Moretti is TRIP's Director of Policy and Research.
The challenge in California is a heavily traveled system of roads and highways and not adequate funding in recent years to maintain those pavements in good condition.
San Jose and Los Angeles are the two worst-rated cities of over 500,000 people in that study, and in cities between 250,000 and 500,000 population nationwide, Santa Rosa ranked second, notes Bert Sandman, Executive Director of Transportation California.
54% of your roads are in poor condition, and only 3% are in good condition. This is all roads, arterial roads, surface streets, and highways. And your average motorist in Santa Rosa spends $698 on unnecessary repairs.
Our Bay Area neighbors in Antioch were ranked first. Frank Moretti says there are numerous studies that have established and calibrated the linkage between rough roads and car repair costs.
The rougher the pavement, the greater stress vehicles operate under, and all that jarring creates more wear and tear. And over the course of years, cars deteriorate more quickly, they use more fuel, and tire wears also increase. So all of those costs together means it's a lot more expensive to maintain a vehicle in regions where roads are in rough condition.
But this is one problem that can't be blamed on the budget stalemate in Sacramento. Moretti says the real money needed to address road maintenance needs across the country has to come from Congress.
The long-term federal transportation program, which is one of the biggest sources of highway improvement funding, has been delayed, and Congress has extended that program a few months at a time over the last year, and that's created a lot of fiscal uncertainty at the state level. So it would be very helpful if Congress could go ahead and approve a long-term transportation bill as they have in the past so that that funding could start to flow and also be more dependable.
Doing that, he contends, would have both immediate and long-term economic benefits.
As you start to address some of these improvements, you're going to create a lot of jobs throughout the economy. But more critically, once you're done, what you've left behind is an asset that's going to make the transportation system work more efficiently, which will also improve the business climate.
Continuing deferred maintenance instead, he says, only increases the overall eventual costs.
In many cases, a lot of roads have deteriorated to the point that their structural integrity is in question, and you start looking at more significant reconstruction, and obviously that's a lot more expensive. So the challenge is really to have an aggressive pavement management program in place that makes these repairs before they become so costly.
By the way, that 54% figure for Santa Rosa area roads in advancing disrepair ranks higher than such larger California cities as San Diego, Palm Springs, Riverside, and Sacramento. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.